Army helicopters flew the last round of supplies to Denali Base Camp yesterday for the 2015 climbing season. The unit, dubbed the Sugar Bears, is well known in Talkeetna and has a history in Alaska of combining training and supply runs. KTNA's Philip Manning went along on the flight.
There are signs all around of the imminent beginning of Denali climbing season. The temperature is warming, the mosquitoes are back, and the sugar bears are in town. Sugar Bears is the nickname of the U.S. Army's 1st Battalion 52nd Aviation Regiment's Bravo Company, based at Fort Wainwright. If the name conjures up images of breakfast cereal, there's a good reason.
My Super Golden Crisp cereal with 8 vitamins makes this nutritious breakfast really neat.
That's from an advertisement for Golden Crisp, which was also called Sugar Crisp, and the mascot is the appropriately named Sugar Bear. Chief Warrant Officer Kirk Donovan says Bravo Company's name originated from supply runs that the unit made after relocating to Alaska following Vietnam.
When they first come up to Alaska, they used to haul in a lot of supplies to a lot of these real remote areas, a lot of these real remote villages, and they actually used to bring in like General Mills cereal.
Presumably, they also brought a lot of Post cereal, the company that made Sugar Crisp. Chief Warrant Officer Malcolm Jennings says the unit has official permission to use the Sugar Bear mascot.
We have like a letter, we have a letter of permission from Post cereal to call ourselves the Sugar Bears.
Despite the frankly adorable image that the unit's name conjures, the 152nd's Bravo Company is an Army unit like many others. For the last few days, they've been taking loads of supplies from Talkeetna to support the National Park Service's presence on Denali. That's far from their only role, however. The unit returned from deployment to Afghanistan late last year, and a soldier showed me where on the helicopter guns could be mounted. Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown, a U.S. Army Alaska spokesman, says the Sugar Bears are training again now that they're back in the U.S.
So they've been working to get their aircraft back from deployment, get them all refitted and up to operating speed, and so they're going to have a busy summer.
Lieutenant Colonel Brown says part of that training means not only the type of terrain the soldiers operate on, but also preparing for the variety of entities that they might have to work with.
And so this kind of training gives us the ability to train all over the region. Not only at that high altitude in this mountainous terrain, but also really kind of doing a lot of the collaboration with different agencies.
The vehicle of choice for the Sugar Bears and their missions is the CH-47 Fox Chinook helicopter. With nearly 10,000 horsepower, a cargo capacity of 10 tons, and a top speed approaching 200 miles per hour, the Chinook is ideal for the kind of supply mission that Monday's flight called for. With this year's base camp supply runs complete, the Sugar Bears will move on to other training missions until they're needed elsewhere. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.